Linda, global warming, of course, these mallard ducks. We had a story very briefly yesterday about 2,500-plus mallard ducks dying in Idaho. What is going on there?
Well, I talked with David Parrish this afternoon. He is the supervisor, it's Magic Valley Regional Supervisor in the Idaho Department of Fish and Game. He's been there employed for 26 years. And he told me, this was a quote this afternoon, "We've never seen anything like this ever. In doing some research, we can't find any other die-offs of this magnitude with mallard ducks in the United States," unquote. The largest mallard die-off up till now was 500 birds last year in Ohio. And so this 2,500, and they've got that as a pretty accurate count because they were sending people out to gather up the birds. And at my news website, earthfiles.com, I have several photographs that David Parrish sent me this afternoon. One of them shows literally hundreds and hundreds of mallards in the back of one of their Department of Fish and Game trucks. And they had to build or dig big pits to drop these birds into to incinerate them. And they also were culling from for a while between the 8th and yesterday, so it was about 5 or 6 days that this 2,500 number piled up. They were getting some of them off to a lab in Wisconsin to see if it might be H5N1. That would be the dreaded nightmare. And the reason is because ducks and migratory birds, when they are infected with H5N1, die in massive amounts very rapidly. Well, tonight, in addition to the communication and these images that David Parrish sent me and that are up at earthfiles.com right now, he sent me a follow-up email and said that they hadn't gotten a consensus from laboratory results today and that they're going to hold a press conference in the morning, tomorrow morning, on the December 15th. And CNN apparently talked with somebody tonight after 8:30 or around 8:30. He's a wildlife expert from the USGS, National Wildlife Health Center. He doesn't have confirmation, but it's an educated speculation that this might be the same kind of fungus that killed the 500 mallards last year. It's not definitive. And I'll be doing a news update tomorrow after the press conference at earthfiles.com. So hope that Coast listeners will keep tuning in to Earth Files because I'm going to update this story and several others that I'm working on the headlines page.
Have they ruled out any kind of terrorist activity where maybe they're testing it on these birds, these ducks?
It didn't come up at all. He did say that Homeland Security has been one of the many agencies involved in this investigation. And so clearly right now there is coordination between a lot of agencies when there is a sudden die-off like that. In fact, the list was quite long. The Department of Environmental Quality in Idaho, the South Central District Health Office, the Idaho Department of Agriculture at the federal level, the Department of Homeland Security, and there are other agencies in labs, in federal labs, that have been trying to do the analysis on this die-off because when you think that here is a man who's been working in Idaho for 26 years in fish and game, and he has never seen anything like this before, and they can't find a precedent outside of the 500 last year in Ohio.
Amazing. So global warming, you've been working on that.
Well, you know, as NASA and Stephen Hawking are worried about human survival, one of the increasing threats to the surface life of this planet, including what's going to happen to humans on coast, is global warming. And I think that it's becoming a general consensus. I don't think that many people are arguing any longer that there is global warming, whether or not they argue about the source.
Right.
And I'm telling you, George, since the 1st of November, there have been a series of science journal publications and news updates about global warming and the impact it's having on Earth life. And it's actually kind of intense. if you start in the beginning of November, it was about November 1st, and it was in the journal Science, and they reported from half a century of United Nations, it was over 50 years of United Nations wild, what they call ocean fish and invertebrate data. And the scientists themselves said that what they found was, quote, a shocking and disturbing consistent trend in declining species beyond anything we suspected, unquote. Now, overfishing is a big part of the problem. But what is becoming clearer and clearer with this data is that the oceans are warming. And as the oceans are warming, one of the big data points this month, the past 4 or 6 weeks, has been that the plankton, what's called phytoplankton, is dying or reducing because it can't grow in areas where the ocean is warming up. Well, that changes the food chain distribution. And right now, it's hard. This is one of those sentences that you find it hard to report, but it's coming from scientists published in the November Science Journal, and it is that there could be a complete collapse of wild ocean fish and seafood industries within the next 4 decades.
Jeez, yeah.
That's 40 years. I mean, we're saying these are words that are relatively easy to say, but to comprehend the implication of this is almost beyond my ability because I can't imagine.